You're listening to SBS News.
For tens of thousands of years, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have survived and thrived on Indigenous ingredients. Waka Waka woman Jo Wilmot says traditional knowledge about the nutritious value of native seeds, leaves, root systems, fruit, stalks, barks, tubers and ash has been verbally passed down for generations by elders.
It's important that our children, our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren get to carry that very special gift into the future to keep our lives thriving, but also giving us an opportunity to connect back to spirit of country.
In a bid to preserve Indigenous food knowledge for generations of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, the Orana Foundation commissioned the University of Adelaide to build the Indigenous Food Database. The Foundation's founder, Scottish-born chef Jock Sonfrilo, says more than 1,400 ingredients were compiled together for the first time.
Elders on country were saying to me that there was a lot of information scattered around and not in one place that they weren't comfortable with, they weren't happy with that. And so a lot of that we put all into the database.
Food quality assessments were carried out on 100 ingredients to profile their nutritional content, ethno-medicinal uses and commercial uses. Flavour assessments were also conducted on 50 plant species. Horticultural information was gathered for nearly 100 plants that could help growers identify what plants would thrive on their land.
So when this database is in Indigenous hands, it's possible for people on country to say, hey, you know, what actually, you know, if we want to do a food business in here, what do we want to grow on country that not only relates to, you know, our songs and our people on country, but what if a commercial business, we want to add some extra plants or extra crops, could we grow in this area?
An Indigenous group or association, which is yet to be chosen, will become the custodian of the database. The data could potentially be used by schools for education. Jo Wilmot, board director at the Orana Foundation, says what happens next to the information will be determined by Indigenous people.
With this food database, it is about something that they can use, that they're being given back finally to then do with as they see fit. And it could mean that Aboriginal people are in control and are protecting their intellectual knowledge.
She would like to see more done to keep Indigenous knowledge about food alive. In particular, she hopes young Aboriginal people who are working in the food industry will develop specialised skills.
I'd like to see them being given the opportunity to learn more about their culture in the context of bringing something unique to the world table, and to stand there with some pride and dignity next to their elders to show that they've got something worthwhile to show and share with the world.
Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.